Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today on Adventures in Odyssey, we're going to take a look at how seemingly small actions can have big consequences.
Mr. Walton's going to be back in 2 days. Have you mowed his lawn yet?
No.
Well, my house was robbed while I was gone.
But first, the kids' imaginations get the better of them when rumors fly about a brand new secret room at Wits' End.
Liz thinks the room's full of rare paintings.
Get in before someone sees.
Who's in there?
Ah!
All this and more is coming up on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Dear Journal, I really messed up this time. It all started when I went to Wits' End last week.
Greetings, Miss Shepherd.
Hi, Eugene. Hi, Lisa. Sorry I'm late.
I was beginning to worry. What happened?
What didn't happen? First I yelled at Bethany, so Mom made me watch her shoe and saddle all her imaginary horses. Then I had to fix a flat on my bike, which was a total waste since halfway here the wheel fell off. So I had to walk the rest of the way, and now I have blisters on my heels because my shoes are hand-me-downs and too big for me. Oh, I hate being poor.
Then you'll want to hear about Mr. Whittaker's new room.
What new room?
Now, ladies, simply because Mr. Whittaker has been ensconced for the past several days in a room with a rather emphatic pronouncement posted on the entrance saying, and I quote, "Please keep out," does not mean it is anything about which intelligent people need to be the least bit concerned.
Yes, Eugene.
However, in the interest of free expression, what have you heard?
Well, Liz thinks the room's full of rare paintings. Sarah's sure it's gold sculptures. Nathaniel believes it's stacks and stacks of $100 bills. Personally, I'm leaning towards valuable archaeological finds.
Mr. Whittaker's really that well off?
He only owns an encyclopedia company, right, Eugene?
Well, actually, Universal Press is a broad-ranging publishing and media concern.
Oh, so encyclopedias make a lot of money?
Do they? When Susie Schmidt left the Kew Encyclopedia on the bus last year, Mrs. Thurston said that if she couldn't find it, she would owe the school $67. And that was just the Kew. Think how much the tea would cost.
And with all his inventions and writing and archaeological digs and Wits' End, he must be practically a billionaire.
Maybe even a zillionaire.
I hardly think he's worth that amount.
Well, but he is loaded, right?
Well, it's no secret that Mr. Whittaker is, comfortable.
See?
And I think you ladies should cease this conversation before it takes you to a place you do not wish to go. Remember the words of Habakkuk. His greed is as wide as Sheol, and like death, is never satisfied. If you'll excuse me.
Boy, what he said.
Please, like we need advice from some shawl-wearing guy named Tobacco.
Yeah, Mr. Whittaker is rich.
You know, if I had that much money, I wouldn't have to worry about anything. I could buy whatever I wanted, even without a coupon.
Madame Aubrey, I'm sorry to interrupt your reading, but your hourly serving of milk and cookies is ready.
Thank you, Jeeves. I also need a pillow adjust and a page turn.
Oh, of course, madam.
How is Hubert coming with my history assignment?
Completed, madam. He's now out by the pool washing your 14-carat gold mountain bike.
Fine. When he's finished, have him wash my mountain.
Aubrey, look! No hands in the celery stalk still stays in my nose!
Jeeves, you know my instructions about my little sister.
Yes, madam. You, take Miss Bethany back where she belongs.
Yes, sir. Come along, Miss Bethany.
No, no, not the kitty litter box again, no! Get away!
Much better.
Madame Aubrey, Madame Lisa called. She'd like to join you for a game of tennis this afternoon.
Oh, sounds lovely. Phone the president, Jeeves. We'll need a ball boy. Anything else?
Yes, madam. That pesky queen from England called again and pleaded for another $30 billion. Something about rebuilding Buckingham. I told her to cease bothering you, or I would turn her over to the authorities.
Now, Jeeves. We must learn to be charitable to those less fortunate than ourselves.
Oh, you have such a good heart, madam.
I know. Oh, please notify the chefs that we will be dining aboard the USS Aubrey this evening. I'd like pizza for the main course, chocolate chip cookie dough for the salad, and how about ice cream bars for dessert?
Very good, madam.
Stop it, Aubrey. You're making me hungry.
Yeah, that would be the life.
And to think, it's all behind a locked door, not 30 feet from here.
If only I could get just a little peek. You know, I bet we could get in there.
You sure went from I to we in a hurry.
Only because you're my friend.
Funny, I don't remember risking charges of breaking and entering being in the job description.
We're not breaking and entering. Woodsend is a place of discovery. And that's just what we're gonna do. I know it was wrong, Journal, but I was sure I'd never seen anything like what was in that treasure room before, and probably never would again. It was like a door to paradise, and Lisa and I tried like crazy to get inside.
Personal delivery for Mr. Whitaker.
Clever disguise attempt, Miss Mulligan, but your mustache is upside down.
Right. Hello, Skydivers Unlimited? Yeah, I have a coupon for a free jump, and I was wondering if it would be possible to do that right over Wits End and Odyssey, and if it would be a hindrance to carry a saw and rope on the way down? Oh, no reason. Hello? Hello?
No, Aubrey, my keys haven't been polished lately, but I think they're probably clean enough.
So, Eugene, out of appreciation for all you've done for us, we want to help clean up around here.
I see.
So we'll just need to know where the mops and buckets and cleaners are.
Hmm.
Oh, and we'll need your keys, of course. We thought we'd start down this hallway.
Admirable initiative. However, since that hallway leads to Mr. Whitaker's treasure room, which is still under construction, it would be a waste of effort to clean it since it will only get dirty again moments later. So if you'll simply follow me, I'd be happy to, hello? Ladies? Ladies? I thought so.
We tried everything, Journal, and nothing worked. We were almost ready to give up when it hit me. The perfect way to get into the treasure room.
A lockpicking kit?
Shh, someone will hear us. Where did you get that? Jared gave it to me before he left.
We're gonna get in so much trouble.
No, we're not. Eugene is in the kitchen and Mr. Whitaker just left. So all I need to do is stick this wire into the lock and jiggle it around.
Have we even tried the door? I mean, it'd be so funny if...
It wasn't even locked?
That wasn't as funny as I thought.
Get in before someone sees. It's dark in here.
You're telling me.
Wait, my eyes are adjusting. Oh, wow.
What?
It's amazing.
Oh, I wish I could see better. It must be beautiful.
Actually, it looks like something I did with my watercolors when I was 4. Very impressionistic. I've seen paintings like this in museums worth millions of dollars.
Wow. Are there others?
Yeah, there's a big tarp hiding them. I'm gonna take it off.
Aubrey, be careful. What was that?
It's okay. I just knocked over some paint. Oh, no!
That's definitely not good. Oh, no is definitely not good.
The painting. The paint from the can splashed all over it. The $1 million painting is ruined.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. What are we gonna do? $1 million is my entire allowance for the rest of my life.
Maybe we can fix it.
I'll probably have to get a job at a coal mine or something.
No, it's just smearing.
Are there any coal mines around here? Maybe I'll have to work at a toll booth. I hear they make good money.
Look, we just need to stay calm.
Yeah, calm.
Calm. Calm. Calm.
Who's in there?
Ah! Needless to say, Journal, Mr. Whitaker gave us a big talking to about sneaking around and breaking and entering and abusing his trust. We felt awful, but not half as bad as we did when he marched us upstairs to his office and made us call our parents to explain what we had done. Looks like we're gonna have to clean up Wits End after all. And not just for a day, but for a whole month. Then came the worst part of all. Mr. Whitaker, how valuable was the painting?
It was a one-of-a-kind piece. It's priceless.
It's a lot of years in a toll booth.
We're so sorry, Mr. Whitaker.
You may have heard of the artist. Strasberg. Mandy Strasberg.
I'm so sorry. Wait a minute. Mandy?
Huh.
Our Mandy painted a priceless work of art?
Wow. I need to start being nicer to that girl.
Let's go down to the treasure room. It's not quite finished yet, but there's something I want you to see. Oh, here we go. Let me just move this tarp. There.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
It's Nathaniel and Bethany and Liz and someone I don't know, and me, and you, Lisa.
It's a list of troublemakers?
No, pictures. The walls are covered with photographs of all us kids.
Really?
It's beautiful, Lisa. Tons of pictures and cards, and our names are in different colors, and... Wow, Connie used to have really bad hair. Why, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, she just overdid the moose a little bit, I guess.
No, I mean, why all the pictures?
Oh.
We thought there'd be jewels or art in here. I mean, this is called the treasure room.
Oh, exactly. These pictures represent my real treasure, like Mandy's painting. Now, she gave that to me when she was 5, right after we met. It may not be worth much in a museum, but it was priceless to me. You see, my true treasure is in all the kids that God has brought into my life. You're more precious to me than any amount of money ever would be. Even if you do sometimes sneak around and get into trouble.
So you do forgive us?
Absolutely. But you still have to clean up the place.
Oh. I learned a lot that day, Gerald. And not just that you should be careful how much moose you use, although that's true too. I learned that the most valuable thing in the world isn't money, but the people in your life.
Hi, Aubrey. What are you writing? Is it a book? Can I have a chapter? I have a poem. It's about a horse. Want to hear it? Clop, clop, clop. The horse won't stop. And there's a truck. Oh, no. Poor duck.
Bethany, I'm busy.
The duck's now flat. I hate that.
Wait a minute. Is that my stationery?
Oops. Gotta go.
As I was saying, Journal, the most valuable thing is the people in my life. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go pound my toad of a little sister. Bethany, you can run, but you can't hide.
It's gonna be 10,000 feet high.
Impossible. That's almost 2 miles.
I know. It'll be the coolest.
They're not gonna build a water slide 2 miles high. You need oxygen at the top.
No, you need it at the bottom after traveling over 140 miles an hour.
Mr. Whitaker.
Yes, Mandy.
Have you heard about the plans for building a new water park in Odyssey?
Yep, sure have. It's going to have a 10,000-foot water slide.
It is?
See?
No, I'm just kidding. That would be quite a ride, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a ride to the emergency room.
I don't know about how high the slides will be, but I could ask the man making the deal, George Paxson. He built those condominiums close to your house.
And look how high those are, Mandy.
They aren't 2 miles high, and the water slide won't be either. You'd suffocate before you even got up the stairs.
There's an elevator.
Is it pressurized?
Oh, boy. This crabgrass is growing faster than Aunt Mildred's goiter.
Hi, Mr. Walton.
Huh? Oh, hi, David.
Mowing your lawn?
Well, not yet. Can't he see the mower's off?
I could do it for you. I'm trying to earn some extra money.
Yeah, well, thanks, but I need the exercise. I'll tell you what, though. I will need somebody to mow it for me while I'm gone.
Really?
Yeah, my wife and I are leaving on Monday to visit her family in Florida for 2 weeks.
Oh, a vacation.
Apparently, you weren't listening. I said I was going to visit her family for 2 weeks. Now, I was thinking about hiring a gardening company, but since you're interested in making a little money...
That'd be great!
Now, it starts looking pretty bad after a week, so I'll need you to mow it twice.
Sure.
I'll pay you $20.
$20? All right.
Yeah, and I expect a $20 job, too.
No problem. Thanks, Mr. Walton.
Uh-huh. No problem, he says. Famous last words.
David, what are you doing?
Watching TV.
Mr. Walton's going to be back in 2 days. Have you mowed his lawn yet?
No.
He wanted you to mow it twice.
He never said I had to do it once per week. I'll do it twice tomorrow.
His yard is probably a mess right now.
Don't worry about it. I'll get it done before he comes home. He'll never know the difference.
This is Bernard's machine. Leave a number and I'll call you back.
Hello, Mr. Walton. I know you're on vacation, but you said you'd check your messages while you're gone. We have an emergency. The electricity's going haywire in my building here, and nobody can figure out what's going on. The power keeps cutting on and off. I know you fixed it before, so when you get this message, will you call us and let us know what to do? Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, it's 1 o'clock. Let's go.
Maybe we should wait another half hour. Make sure everybody's asleep.
Everybody was asleep 2 hours ago. I told you, I scoped this whole neighborhood.
So which house are we doing?
That one, right there.
Why that one?
Take a look at it. The lawn hasn't been mowed in probably 2 weeks.
Oh, I get it. The guy's on vacation.
A perfect house to rob.
Actually, Leonard, it's the perfect house to burglarize. You can only rob people, not houses.
Oh, boy, I wish your mother had never got you that book.
Gotten, Leonard. And I love 1001 misuses of common English phrases. Mother always says you can always tell a gentleman by the way in which he speaks it.
Huh? Hey, well, listen up, Mr. Gentleman.
Yeah?
We're going to park in the alley and come into the backyard. Hey, there are no dogs, so we can literally take the whole place apart if we wanted to.
That's an incorrect usage of literally.
Oh, I'm sorry. How about this? I'm going to literally rip your ears off if you don't keep quiet.
That would be correct usage, except for the split infinitive.
Oh!
Hi, Mr. Walton.
Hi, David. I just wanted to pay you for mowing my lawn. You did a fine job.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Listen, did you happen to notice anything out of the ordinary going on when you mowed? Any strange-looking people hanging around or anything?
What do you mean?
Well, my house was robbed while I was gone.
No way.
Yeah, I took everything but the bathtub. Stereo, VCR, my hip-hops and record collection. Yeah, come to think of it, my wife might have hidden that from me.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, I took my answering machine, too. I sure hope there weren't any janitorial emergencies while I was gone.
Yeah, I know, Mrs. Johnson. Yeah, everybody's electricity is going crazy. Well, I called the guy who fixes it, and I left a message on his machine, and he hasn't gotten back to me yet. Well, his machine is disconnected or something. I don't know. What else am I supposed to do?
Hello, Mr. Landlord.
Hello. Hi.
Just so you know, I'm going up to my room to bed now, and I still don't have any pets in my pockets. We don't want a repeat of New Year's Eve.
No, we don't, Harlow.
Yes, I'm pants pocket pet-free positively.
Mrs. Johnson, hey, I know your alarm clock works on electricity. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a wake-up call. What time do you want it for?
Oh, I think I was supposed to spit that out. Bedtime. Oops, almost forgot. Dear Diary, buy mouthwash. Dishwater soap doesn't have same minty freshness. Yours truly... me. Better set the old alarm. Great bursts of tiny flavor crystals. It's 12 o'clock. That's 4.5 hours past my bedtime. I'd better get to sleep fast. 1 sheep, 2 sheep, 3 sheep, 4 sheep, 5 sheep, 6 sheep, 7 sheep, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20. Thanks, Mr. Hoover. I was only doing my job. Ooh, yeah, nice dream. Yeah, it's still 12 o'clock. I've got time for another one. Wait a minute. If it's still midnight, why is it so bright outside? Unless... it's a reverse eclipse! No, Harlow, that's silly. But it's definitely 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Great wholesome crunchy goodness. It must be noon. I'm late for work. Look out, everybody. Tardy private investigator coming through.
Taking the bike off the sidewalk.
Sorry, I'm on a big case.
Watch it.
I've got to get... A question I could very easily ask you, sir.
I was making a legal right turn. What were you doing?
I was making an out-of-control hairpin turn for a crowd of pedestrians.
I can't believe this. You dented my door. I'm gonna have to go to a body shop for this.
You knocked off my bell, if that makes you feel any better.
Forget it. I gotta go. I'm supposed to be downtown making a bid on a property.
Oh, no, sir. I cannot let you go. That would be leaving the scene of an accident.
What?
I learned on TV in detective school that leaving the scene of a crime is yet another crime.
You don't understand. I have a very important meeting.
I'm sorry, sir, but I must do this.
What? Oh, hey, hey! What are you doing? Get these handcuffs off me!
As an American citizen of America and a defender of our justice system, I cannot do that.
Why?
Well, because the keys are at the office.
Oh, man. Where's my phone? Come on. What's the matter with dead battery? No!
You want some granola?
Gah!
Where is he? So how long are we going to wait for him?
You know what? Forget him. He knows today's his last chance. I've got other bidders waiting. Let's sell to that lawyer firm. What was that?
Jorgen Bebop. Yeah. I'll make the call.
All right. What was Paxson going to use this property for anyway?
Heard he was going to build a water park.
Pity. Would have been a fun thing for the kids, too.
David, Mandy, I've got some bad news for you.
What?
What is it?
The water park plan fell through.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, something went wrong with the negotiations.
I can't believe it. I was really looking forward to that big slide, too.
I know you were.
What is it with people these days? They say they're going to do something and they don't. It makes me sick.
I guess some people are just irresponsible that way.
It was probably something to do with money. He decided it wouldn't make him as much as he thought it would. Never mind about keeping your promises or doing the job you're supposed to do.
You're right.
It really makes me sick. Mr. Whitaker, can you break a 20?
I wonder if David will ever realize that he's responsible for the water park falling through. That's one reason it's important for us to keep our word. Because when we don't, besides affecting others, we also hurt ourselves. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Treasure Room was written by Kathy Waringa. Chain Reaction was written by Marshall Younger. Our director and producer was Phil Lawler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger and Will Ryan. Our production engineer was Dwayne Harms. And our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.